A couple of weekends ago, I took along a nice bottle of Burgundy, French red wine, Pinot Noir, from the Burgundy area to dinner with a friend who I know loves good Burgundy and is not able to afford it. She recently in January, early January, she had COVID and is still suffering, so long COVID, still suffering. And I poured her a glass of this very, very special Burgundy. And she said, "I'm sorry, I still haven't regained my sense of smell." So I know from the kind of feel of this in my mouth that it is a superior wine, but it's completely wasted on me. I can't smell it, and because I can't smell it, I can't taste it. And it was my first real sort of personal exposure to what a lot of people globally have been suffering. People who get serious COVID lose their sense of smell, and for some of them it takes months, many months, to regain it. And we speak now to an ENT specialist practicing in Knysna, but does some work in Cape Town as well, Dr. Martin Young, who has developed a smell retraining kit for people like my friend in that post-COVID period. Martin, good afternoon.
John, hi. It's a great honor to touch to you. Many thanks.
In order to design something like the kit that you have done, you've got to understand what it is that is happening physiologically, why it is that people lose their sense of smell, and why it takes so long to get it back, because only then can you provide the correct impulses to speed that recovery process.
Yeah, sure. So we as specialists working in my field have known for years and years and years, many years, but hundreds of years, that people lose their sense of smell for many reasons. For one example thereof is it's one of the first symptoms of Parkinson's, for example. So people who ultimately get Parkinson's can lose their sense of smell many years before getting Parkinson's. Now, losing your sense of smell doesn't mean you're going to get Parkinson's, but the whole COVID thing has kind of really raised the consciousness of this. Now, COVID does it a little bit differently. Many of the other causes, it's a long gradual loss of smell. COVID does it literally straight away. And people can smell and taste one day, and the next day it's gone. And we think that the virus attacks the cells that nourish the nerve cells right at the roof of the nose. And then the nerve cells cannot send those smell signals passed on, and they get changed, and they take a long time to recover. Now, many people, it may take many months. We don't know how many years it might take with COVID, because we haven't been with this virus terribly long.
Okay, I understand a lot better now. We don't have a huge amount of time, Martin.
Sure.
What is the kit that you have developed?
So smell training uses the principles of neuroplasticity, where if you smell four consistent smells twice a day, and you carry on with that for long enough, you will over time retrain your brain to smell. So there are many other kits available from the rest of the world, but by the time they've landed here, Curidin, they cost well over R1,000. So we developed a little handheld kit that uses four smells. It's rose, lemon, eucalyptus, and clove, that in a really quick and easy, practical manner, you can use it twice a day. And we're in the process of finishing off a smartphone application that will help people do this, register it, and carry it on. We to date have 1.6 million people who've had COVID that we know of. 10% of them will have a problem. So there's a huge group of people who could possibly benefit.
Okay, and the success rate of a program like this, Martin?
The actual smell training science is well documented. We've known about it since about 2009. The research is good, People who lose their sense of smell will get it back faster if they do the smell training.
Okay, so then where can people who have not regained their sense of smell and are interested in accelerating that process, where do they get further information and order the kit?
The quickest, fastest method is going to be through Facebook, and it's a page called Smell Sense.
Smell Sense, S-E-N-S-E.
That's it.
Facebook,
that's
Smell it. Sense. Dr. Martin Young, thank you very, very much for talking to us. And folks, there's a relatively easy and inexpensive way of getting your sense of smell back. Dr. Martin Young developed that kit, ENT specialist practicing in Eisner and sessionally in Cape Town.